Today's learning from Mishnah Chaim Eluzer from Shai Moshe Hanil Rivka Bas Moshe Israel. The schus for Shlaima Chaim Moshe Yim Malkum and Brachma Sar Malkum at Chisu Fei Goldina, and a schus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we started yesterday Simon Reish Samach Vav, and we're in the middle of Sif Aleph. Again, we are talking about over here. You're coming somewhere on Shabbos, and it not Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, and all of a sudden you realize you ran out of time. So the first eitzah we gave was the preferable eitzah. Is if you have a guy with you, although Amir Lakam would generally be aser, because we know that Adam Bahalam, a person is going to be concerned about his money. We were worried, Chama were worried that a person will potentially do a more serious Avera if we don't give him some leeway. So we said you can give it to a guy. So in middle of Sif Aleph, in middle of the Mechaber, right by where there's the Dalet, Sif Katan Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah, but let's just finish up the Mechaber over here. If it's already dark and you gave it to the guy, so you didn't do it still on Friday, mutter says the mechaber that's mutter as well. Now, what happens if you're walking with the guy on Shabbos and you find a lost object? Now you can't give it to the guy. Unless you were kind of it still by day. The hashtag once you were kind of it before. So now it's yours, and we have that concern of Adam Ba'alamamainai that you're going to be worried about. And if we don't give you some leeway, you're potentially going to be over in Avera. But a Metzia that doesn't belong to you yet, right? So you don't have that same feeling for it. You find it on Shabbos, there's nothing you can do about it. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Dalet, V'af Pi Shenasana, even though you gave it by night, Naked Lashon the Yeved. This that you give it by night is really the Eved. The preferable thing is that before it gets dark, that's when you should give it to the guy. We shall miss a mukta. Remember, your wallet is mukta. So if you're still giving it to him on Shabbos, you're being over on mukta. Ain't a yachal if you find it on Shabbos. They keep it like tarachba. You don't put any effort into it. Like chayasale, you're not upset about it. If we don't, by a metziah, if we don't give you this leeway that you're able to ask a guy to take it for you, you're not going to be mechallel Shabbos. Even if we don't give you permission to go ahead and give it to a guy, we're not concerned that you're going to go ahead and do an avera. Once it belongs to you, that's where we are concerned. Okay? So says the mechaber sif beis. You don't have a guy with you. So this solution we gave till now is you had a guy. So you had a guy, you had a solution as to what you are going to do. So now you have no choice. You only have your donkey, right? So you put on your donkey. So option number two, after the guy is put on your donkey. Now, so we're giving you some leeway on the shvisa of your animal, but we'll see how we're doing it. So you really your animal shouldn't be doing work. But remember, there's two problems with using your animal on Shabbos. One is shvisas behemtai, problem number one. Problem number two is mechamer. You're causing the animal to go. Okay, so we're going to come up with a solution of how to deal with the shvisas behemtai. We don't have a solution how to deal with the mechamer. So therefore, I'm sorry. The other way, we're going to come up with a solution for the mechaber. Okay, the shvisas behemtai is what we're giving you the leeway on. Now, kadesh perish manages if the animal picks it up and puts it down, manichai. Okay, so what should you do, right? So what's the ikar issa Shabbos? The ikar Shabbos is I have to pick it up and put it down. Pick it up and put it down while I am traveling with the object. Okay, so what should you do? Once the animal is walking, there's no akira. So I have my wallet in my hand, right? So what I do is I wait till the animal starts walking, and then I put it down on its back. As soon as it stops walking, I pick it back up, and this way, my animal did not do the akira nanacha, the lav akira hi. When it stops, you take it off the animal. And now it starts walking again. I put it down again. That you should not tell the animal to walk or scream at it that it should start moving while the wallet is on it. So you pick it up. If the animal's not walking, you give it a little push, you give it a yell. It starts walking, put the wallet down. Stops, pick the wallet up. Let's see the Mishabura. Imeini Mud. It says Mishabura, it's not only if you don't have a guy with you, but even if you have a guy with you, but you don't trust him, then it's not going to help, right? Because remember, Adam Boilam and Mai, now you're worried about losing your money. If you think the guy is going to steal it from you, then giving you the solution that you can give it to the guy is useless. Mishum Mechama, says Mishabura. Leading your animal that has an object carrying on it, that's what's called mechamer. Okay, so that's which is what we're trying to avoid here. This is an issa midaraisa. And your animal. The malacha behema. What is considered doing work with your animal is if there's an animal work that's done. Combination of you and the animal. The animal is carrying something. And you're going behind and you're saying, giddy up, you should go ahead and walk. This Isser of Mechamer, I'm only over if the animal does Akira and Anacha because of me while it's carrying the thing. The Loi Sasakoma. We know rules of Shabbos. Okay, so rules of Shabbos are that if there isn't an Akira and Hanacha, it's not a Malacha. It says Mishru is very simple. What is the Issa of Mechamer? Okay, which if the animal is not doing work, then I wasn't over Shvisa. What is the Issa of Mechamer? The Issa of Mechamer is me and the animal doing a job together. What's the job? The animal is carrying something, and I am pushing it, yelling at it, screaming at it, that it should work. That's the partnership, okay? In that partnership, I'm over the Issa of Mechamer. I'm also over the Issa of Shvisas Behemtai. My animal did not rest. Now, in Hilchos Shabbos, what's a malacha? Is if the animal did the Akira and the Hanacha while it's carrying the load. Therefore, we came up with this idea. Manichai. Now you put it on the animal, and once it's walking, and you take it off once it stops, so you don't have the nircha and the anacha. Now, says the Mishabura, remember, we're trying to solve when it's your animal for two things, shrisas behemtai and mechamer. But when it's not your animal, you still have an issa of mechamer. The issa mechamer shayach afilu even when somebody else's animal. The kolshkin in behemah you have two things, mechamer and shrisas behemtai. You have both. Ula achashatachzer once it starts walking again. They may atzma. What happens if the animal doesn't start walking on its own? If it's not carrying anything, not even a saddle, then you are able to tell the animal to start walking because there was no mechamer. Since there's nothing on it, and shayach b'zeh, it's a mechamer. There's no issa mechamer. This solution works if the animal is alone. If the animal is pulling a wagon, right? So again, if the animal's taking a load, then I'm over the issa mechamer and the issa shrisa behemtai. I scream at the animal, that she starts going after it stopped walking. Once again, if it's pulling a wagon, there's no difference than my wallet on its back. There's no eitzah. Even if you mafkameim, so again, two problems. Shrisas behemtai, mechamer. With hefker, I can take care of shrisas behemtai. With somebody else's animal, I don't have shrisas behemtai, but mechamer, I can't only solve by taking the load off. If the animal's pulling a wagon, you have no solution. If he can't stay in the place where he is, so you deal with the animal, send somebody to the city, okay, that they should bring you a guy. The yafker behem, you mafka the animal. So yavel shus behemtai. You should never promise shus behemtai. Ubezei yisalik mekolam chshalom. So if my animal is alone, nothing on it, no saddle, no nothing, I have a solution. If my animal is pulling a wagon or has a load on it that I can't pick up and down, then I don't have the solution. So then the only answer is go find the guy. V'chol zek. This also only works if I'm within the tchum. If I'm outside of the tchum, then I don't have a solution unless I'm in a makom sakana. If I'm a makom sakana, then I have in a alternative solution. Okay, now let's go to Rama. Says the Rama, you yourself can't ride on the animal. What happens if you do have to go out of the tchum and you are concerned about why? Because you're concerned about robbers or sakana, you're in a dangerous place. Then you are allowed to sit on the animal. Let's see the Mishnah on this. Why he discusses this? We said that. What did he say? Vafilu, if he's in the tchum and you're scared of a sakana, you're allowed to ride in the animal. If I'm in the tchum, walking wouldn't be any issa at all. Riding would be an issa. When sakana, you're allowed to ride the animal. And certainly when you're out of the tchum, the yase issa v'lav hachibalichasai. Walking is anyway giving an issa because you're going on the on you're walking outside of the tchum. Okay, you certainly can go ahead and ride in order to get out of it. I am basically sorry, the toiv lirk of sham milaylich baraglov. He brings down a svara that maybe if I'm forced to go out of the tchum, maybe I'm better off riding than walking. The svara he's bringing is because essentially we know that chayin noisin es atzmai, right? I'm sorry that right, because we have chayin noisin es atzmai, okay? Right, and therefore it's not really there's no real issa of the animal. Of the animal walking because the two of you are doing it together. Now, midrabanan, it's still aser, but since you're in a makom sakana, you try to do the way that's going to give you the least of the yisurim. So, according to the svara, riding might be less of an iser than me walking with my own feet out of the tchum. Achudachai sasham ayin sham. He says it's not such a good svara. But fill the svara he the afkelinin rekiva. Avin shemayim meshechas bekarin. If the animal's pulling a wagon. I feel my car in Gavoya, sorry, even if the wagon is higher than 10 Tvachim, better to walk than to sit in the wagon. That if you sit in the wagon, then you're using your animal. Besides, which is also an Isser, walking, you're not over anything. Obviously, it's a Sakana, and the only way you're going to get out of Sakana is by going riding. You're allowed to ride. But we're talking about where there's no greater Sakana between walking or riding. Riding. That sitting in the wagon, you'll end up coaching the animal. You'll be over Mechamer. Mekami Sakana, Hakal Shari. As I just mentioned, if it's a Sakana, everything is. Let's finish up Mishabura Kasava Prima Gun. Yes, Shazak Shari Matishabish Ram Magolo or Kunasim Susim, Shaloy Legia, Kurl Vikamachama, Philo, Behemas Acherim. So it just brings down a separate Allah, nothing to do with a guy running late on Shabbos. You're standing around and you see an animal, right? So it could be up in the mountains, and you got and on Shabbos afternoon, sometimes we take a walk to the farm around the corner to go see the animals, right? So if you see an animal that's tied to a wagon, don't raise your voice and cause the animal to go walk because you're essentially being over on mechamik. Much kasalamala. The cholshkin agolus the muchim mecharev shakayin shalitin the sleds that they used to attach your animal. The anger of an asar is even is zichan iser, and therefore it's just bringing down a general thing that when you see an animal that's tied to a load or a weight, you should be careful about it when raising your voice near it on Shabbos and causing it to travel. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Master Shem, we will continue with the next sif tomorrow.